Stefan Wright is with us. He is the Erie Community College student and served as the former student representative to the Buffalo School Board. And joining me is Buffalo News education reporter Tiffany Lankis. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Very good. Yeah. Stefan, what would you say right now is the biggest issue facing the Buffalo School District, and how would you deal with it?
A lack of communication, and it's very dysfunctional over there at the Buffalo School Board. And it seems like, you know, not to single anybody out, but it seems like everybody is just in it for themselves and not thinking about the students and not putting the students first so we can have a real class education.
So you're seeing that divide that's happening?
Yes, I see a division from our parents, to our teachers, to the administration, to our board, to our superintendent, when we all need to be working together as one.
What would you do if you were on the board to change that?
Hopefully, the community seeing that a student, a college student, a young man that's trying to represent the community should bring everybody together to just show them that we still need to work together. Even if I don't make it at the end of the election, we feel strong and we feel like we will win, but even if something happens where we don't win, that still should have our community rise and say, if Stefan felt the need to do it at 20 years old, we need to open our eyes and look at what we are missing out on.
You indicated on the Buffalo News survey that you would retain Superintendent Pamela Brown, or at least give her a little more time on the job to prove herself. Could you elaborate on that position?
Well, to tell you the truth, I would give her a little bit more time because Rome wasn't built in one day. You know, we need a little bit more time. President Obama had 4 years and he needed 4 more years. You understand what I'm saying? So I would give her a little bit more time. But there has been a couple of things that made me question her judgment, far as, you know, the two things that just happened with the administrators who wasn't perfectly certified and stuff like that. And then it's a couple of things that she has done good. You know, she has just became transparent with the media and the public. So we are just now seeing what she's doing. You understand what I'm saying? But to tell you the truth, I'm saying she has done some good things, but I do think that Buffalo needs to find somebody local from our area. You understand what I'm saying? Because who better than a person from our community to know what our community needs? You understand what I'm saying?
As the student rep to the school board, what would you say one of your accomplishments?
Just being on the school board was an accomplishment. Just being able, you know, it's funny because me and the school board president now, Dr. Nevergo, applied for the same position when there was a vacancy. And, you know, I was one of the top three candidates and she was too, and she won. You know, and she's a good school board member, so I'm not regretting that they picked her over me. I'm glad they did pick her, but now I feel like this is the time that we need to be on the school board. And it was good because we had a voice. We was able to sit with some big, important people, talk about big things with million-dollar topics, you understand? That was powerful. But then again, it was a lot of subjects and topics and even agendas that we wasn't able to vote on that really needed a vote.
You're the youngest candidate in a field of people who obviously have quite a bit of experience professionally and politically. So what do you think you bring to the table that the voters might not see in the other candidates?
I bring our younger generation, and I still have the older generation's vote, but I see when as me continuing my candidacy and my race, I see younger people standing up saying, if Stefan can do it, then I can do it. You understand what I'm saying? And it's not saying nothing is wrong with the older candidates or anything like that, but it's just the rise to have awareness. You know, I've seen people who hung out on street corners and stuff like that and now want jobs. I've seen people who, you know, sold drugs and now want to go to school. You understand what I'm saying? And it's just powerful to know that what I did in 2012, now every year a student sits at the board. And now it's powerful to me to see that I'm running for an at-large seat, and now that what I'm doing over my everyday life inspire others to stand up and do better things with themselves. So.
And as coming out of the Buffalo schools, you see firsthand, as you've said, what do you think about all this attention the district is receiving?
Well, I mean, I think that the attention that the district is receiving isn't the right attention. I think that the attention should be focused on our students, and it's not there. It's not there. So I think that we need to come up with some game plans. We need to all work together, all go to the big table, our principals, our teachers, our parents, our students, our administrators, and we need to figure out what the problem is, because we're losing millions of dollars, then we're not getting millions of dollars. So then that gets cuts of programs, teachers, everything like that. And then we go back to the table and say, well, why aren't our children passing? Why are the students failing? Because we're losing money, because we're not getting money, and because the system that we're working with is not cooperating right now.
You've also talked about transparency as something you'd like to see more of on the school board. Yeah. So could you articulate exactly how that would happen or what you'd like to see become more transparent?
Well, more transparent, I would like to see more of the private sessions become open to the public, because this is what we do. We elect public officials, and then they go in the back room and they make decisions for the public, and we don't even know what the back, you know, what happened in the back room. You know, I would like to see more transparency when it comes to you know, being, you know, like Dr. Brown. When she first got here for the first year, she was not transparent with the media. We did not know what she was doing, what her staff was doing, who her new hires was, this, then, the third. Now, a few months later, 3-4 months ago, she wants to, you know, be transparent with the media. I think that the Buffalo Board of Education, our superintendent, whoever we're dealing with in our public eye, needs to be transparent. And we need to know what's going on, because when we elect these people, we need to know what they're doing. We need to know how they're doing it, who they're working with, and all of that. And it seems like we don't have that right now. We need to be transparent with the media, transparent with the public, and we need to work with the people which we represent.
Stefan, we have a couple of minutes left, a couple of quicker questions for you. Would you like to see the school day extended?
I wouldn't, I'm not going to say the school day extended, but I do think that every school should have after school programs. So yes, an after school program extension, you know, so the students can fellowship with each other, hang out, do their homework, you know, use gym activities, play on the computers, use the computers for homework, stuff like that. You know, I think that the schools should be open longer during the day, but I'm not going to say the longer school day.
In the school year as well, would you see that as an extension?
Yeah, I think that we may need a longer school year, yes.
When you talk about the schools being open for students, do you think they should also be open to the community?
To the community. Because, you know, we have big schools and stuff like that, and we have communities, some communities who don't have community centers, who don't have gyms and stuff like that. We have a beautiful school across the street from our house, but it's closed at 3 o'clock or 2:30, and we don't have no access. So that's what gives the children, you know, go standing on the corner and, you know, selling drugs or doing bad behaviors or getting into fights, because we don't have a house that's open to the community.
But do you see the district being able to afford to keep it open for the
Yes, because I think that if we do that, we'll see improvement. And if we see improvement, we'll get more funds.
Well, Stefan Wright, thank you so much for coming in and being our guest.
Thank you. It was an honor to be here with you all today.